want to share with you a thought which I said by the Malka, Yehuda Malka's Bris, Yehuda and Shani Malka's Bris yesterday. Maybe add one point to it also. The horror which I started off with was that the fact that the Medrash in this week's Parsha has a large amount to talk about the idea of Mila, possibly more than it is in last week's Parsha, but there's no actual mention of Mila in this week's Parsha. There is a mention of Mila, in last week's Parsha. So why is the shift over here? So the Medrash says, Sed Hashem li Reyov uvri Yisrael lahudiyem, and Hashem's secret is revealed to the Reyov, and the Brisoi, his Bris lahudiyem, to make it known to them. So the Medrash says that Vayir Elav Hashem, Hashem revealed himself to Avraham based on this pasuk. Now that he had the Bris Mila, revealed himself. So the Sfasem wants to know, what exactly? I mean, we clearly have Sukkot and the Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham before the Bris Mila. In last week's parable, Hashem al Avraham. Excuse me. Says over here, we got a Besus Atzmai. Like the matter continues, it says, and that's shot in the pasuk. The Bereshit says, "I'm a chaser ni me Avraham." It says, "I can't hide from Avraham that which I'm going to do. I must tell Avraham what I'm going to do." So Bereshit felt compelled to share it with Avraham. So what's happening? So I said an idea from the Vilna Gaon. He talks about the day of Bris. The Bris, they used to cut this animal in half, and they walk through the middle. What is it symbolizing? He says, what's the idea of Bris? Bris is we're together, and we're there for each other, and now we're separating, and we're making a commitment to be there, even though we're not with each other. We're making this commitment to be there for each other. So how do we do that? So I'm worried you're going to forget me, and I'm going to forget you. So what I do is I take something which is very valuable to myself, and I give it to you. So this way, whenever I think about that item, or that thing, so I think about you because that's where it is. So that reminds me of the fact that it reminds me of you because my very precious item is by you, and vice versa, you do the same thing with me. So the Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's basically taking something which is very dear to him and giving it to me, and I'm taking something very dear. We're taking something very dear and giving it to him. So what do we give to him? We give to him our lives. We commit that we're going to give our lives to Kadosh Baruch Hu if necessary. So that's very dear. What does he give to us? He says, what's the most precious thing to Hashem in this world? Hashem wants to be meitiv. Hashem wants to be mashpia good and give good to the world. And he says, but instead of giving it the way I would like to give, you're going to decide, your actions will decide, I'm going to give good, I'm going to give bad, because whatever is necessary to make sure that you get your lessons, etc. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand is forced by our actions. So he's given, the Bris is what he's given over to us, the actual control of the world, based on our actions. Like the Nefesh HaChaim speaks of Arichas, that's the idea of Tzelem Elokim. Rav Hirsch talks about this is the meaning of the name of Hashem. That the meaning of Elokim is din. Din means it's there's a logical progression. It's orderly. There's no changes. This is the way it has to be, etc. Like the Yehovah Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Hoya and the Yehovah is Mahava Kol. It's a constant recreation. The meaning of Rachamim means the Bereshit will respond to how we're doing. He needs to educate us. He needs to prod us. Whatever he has to do, he's going to do. So. There's a new element of Bria in every moment. So that's why in Parshas Bereishis, it talks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu made, it talks about the Bria, it's always Elokim. And then in Kapitel Be'ez, in Pasuk Dalad, it talks about Hashem Elokim, Bayom Asos Adam. When Adam was created, now the Hanhaga has to be Hashem Elokim. That Hanhaga was given over to Klal Yisrael. That Hanhaga was given over to Klal Yisrael, and that's the moment when it's given over is the moment of bris, and it's expressed in the sixth parsha how Kadosh Baruch Hu feels compelled to that Avraham Avinu is going to be the one who's going to decide and control and define what the world is, because he's now a partner in creation. So we have become a Kadosh Baruch Hu's partner, and our actions are the will be the defining element of how the creation is going to be. Called to have a good Shabbat.